Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. I have Kim in studio here. Now, you are involved with roller derby. Before we hop into all that, Kim, I just want to get to know you as a person. First of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So how did you end up in Fort McMurray? That's my number one question all the time. Were you born and raised? Did you move here? How'd you land here?
I moved here back in 2010, right after graduating university. I had a job offer up here. So I moved right away and have been here ever since.
Did you get involved with roller derby before you moved here, or were you doing it already?
I did not do it already. I got involved in roller derby after moving here, after a few months. We were out at, I think, Tavern on Main it was, and some women came around with flyers that they were starting up a team, and I thought that could be pretty fun, so I joined.
Very cool. And so what do you do with the roller derby? Are you on a team right now here in Fort McMurray? What's all going on?
Yeah, so Fort McMurray, we have two travel teams. We have a women's only travel team and then a gender open travel team. So I am involved in both of those. And we're just starting up our 2023 season for both of those travel teams coming up.
Amazing, amazing. And so how did you saw the flyer, I think you said, and that made you want to get involved. And then what drew you to roller derby?
I was a child athlete, so I was doing sports all my life, and I really liked more aggressive sports. So I did like martial arts, I did wrestling. And so when I moved up here, I was looking for something to do, and I thought roller derby looked pretty fun and aggressive, and Whip It had just come out, so it was, you know, right, big hype. So I thought, yep, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Break down roller derby for everyone that's listening right now. What does a general, I guess, game looks like? How many people are on the track?
Yep, it's track. Yep.
At the same time for each team.
So each team will put out 5 people on the track. 4 of those people will be blockers, and 1 of them will be a jammer. The jammer is the one who can score points. They have a star helmet cover on their head, and they score a point by passing each opposing blocker. It goes for about 2 minutes. There are different rules when that it can end a little earlier, but they'll be going around trying to get as many points as they can before the other team gets points.
Okay. And what is the scene like here in Fort McMurray with roller derby? Is there a lot of teams, or what are we looking at?
We're pretty small up here in Fort McMurray. Both our adults and juniors are very small. It's a niche sport, and it's kind of a growing sport, and a lot of people don't know about it and don't feel confident doing it because they don't know how to. But the good part is that we teach everything. Like when I started, I didn't know how to skate. I couldn't even ice skate. So we do teach you the basics going through, and it's a very nice gradual transition into playing.
What's your favorite thing about being a part of the roller derby community?
There's so many different people, and you meet so many fun people, and like now I have friends all across Canada. If I need a place to stay, I'm sure I can find one, and everybody's really nice, and surprisingly, there's a lot more nerds involved in roller derby than you'd think. A lot of people play Dungeons & Dragons as well.
That's great. So what's all going on with the roller derby community here? I understand there's a season starting up?
Yeah, so we just started up our new recruitment. Our adults are Sundays and Tuesdays, and our juniors are on Sundays. Unfortunately, with the winter games coming up right now, that we're kind of on a break for practices because there's no venue space with everybody having the games. But we will be back right after the games into our practices. So if anybody's interested, there's still time to sign up.
How do people go about signing up?
If you check into our website, there'll be a registration form right there. If not, you can always just send us a message on Facebook, too. We're pretty fast at answering, and we're always happy to answer any questions.
What is the Facebook page? Is that the best way to reach out to if you just have like some general questions?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Fort McMurray Roller Derby League.
And if someone's just hearing this for the first time, what do you all need if you're going to come out to a roller derby and like try it out? Do I need to bring my own skates and pads and helmet and everything?
So you will need a helmet, wrist guards, elbow pads, knee pads, and skates. We do have some limited sizes that we can lend you if you're interested. A mouth guard is something that you would have to provide for yourself. We will not give you a borrow mouth
community
guard.
Community mouth guards?
Yeah. But yeah, if you do want to join and are looking just to try it out, try the skates, we can bring sizes for people to give it a go.
And is it a specific type of skate, or can you have like the hockey style?
It is quad skate specific. The inline skates just don't transition well. There's a lot of agility moves that you can do better on the quad skates. And actually, those front stoppers on the quad skates are really useful.
Right. What ages can come? You mentioned juniors and you mentioned an older team. What ages are we looking for roller derby here?
So we have 7 and up, turning 7 this year. So if your birthday's in December and you're turning 7, you can still join. And then no age limit.
Is there different style of rules for juniors to seniors? Or is it just all like, hey, let's learn, let's have some fun, let's be safe, but let's have some fun?
There's a little bit different rules for the juniors. All juniors start off with no contact roller derby, so they start off a little bit slower, and then there's low contact for them as well before they get into that full contact derby, and that doesn't take place until they're 13.
Okay. How long does the season go?
For our juniors, we do it every 3 months. So right now until, I think, the end of March, and then we'll start up again in April until summer, and then again in September. For our adults, new adults as well, we keep those 3-month schedule for that training. Once you're fully trained up and ready to join the travel teams, we run all the way until summer, taking summer off, and then run again all through fall until the holiday break.
And you said 5 people on a track at a time per team. How many people in total are on a team?
At a game, you can bring 15 onto your bench.
Okay. And how many teams are in Fort McMurray right now?
So we just have the one.
The one?
Yeah.
And so you're looking for people to sign up?
Yeah. So okay. It is travel as the only way we play right now.
What teams do you play?
We play, there's not too many teams in Alberta right now. People are still kind of recruiting and coming back after the long COVID break.
Right.
But Red Deer is a team we play very often. Calgary, we also play them as well. Edmonton has a team. Medicine Hat and Lethbridge both have teams as well.
Very cool. Yeah. Up and down the province.
Yeah. We've also gone into Saskatoon a few times to play them as well.
Very cool. Anything else we haven't mentioned about roller derby here that you think you want other people need to know about?
It's a lot of fun. Never be afraid to try it. It's great skills to learn, and again, because we are so small, you get a lot of one-on-one coaching time, so you can really like hone in on some of those skills.
Find a community for yourself. Oh yeah, isn't there, what's the team name?
Our women's team is the Tarzan Bettys, and our gender open team is the Crude Assassins.
Yes.
And our juniors are the Athabashers.
I love that. No, I came out last year with Steph.
Oh yeah,
I believe that was a lot of fun. I forget what I got. Whatever the purple one was, I think that's the shirt.
That's the Crude Assassins. Yeah,
there we go. Let's go. That's my team.
That's a good team.
Kim, thank you so much for taking the time today, educating us about roller derby. And if you're curious at all, the Facebook page is where they can reach out for any questions.
Absolutely, I'm going to be the most likely the one to answer them. Also,
thank you so much, Kimberly, for taking the time today.
Absolutely.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.